Justin Bell.
Good afternoon, Mr. Chairman, members of the commission. My name is Justin Bell. I'm a lawyer from Pierre. I'm here representing the South Dakota Landowner and Outfitter Alliance. I'm here to primarily say thank you to the Game Fish and Park staff, Secretary Hepler, Kevin, Tony. We're one of the proponents of what is Proposal 25, and I know that that's not up for finalization today, but it's a special buck whitetail tag proposal, and we spoke previously about that the last meeting. This is a rare situation where there's two meetings, but we really do want to just say thank you. That proposal started from a concern that my clients had about the decreased opportunity for my clients resulting from the allocation discussion that took place. And I think that the discussions that took place between our organization and the department really show the recreation and respect model that we've seen over the last couple of years that goes beyond just not meandered waters. That's where it started. But so we say thank you for this proposal. We think this is a reasonable proposal that is a win-win for residents, non-residents, landowners, and we would encourage your thoughtful discussion, thoughtful consideration of that proposal before next month. I also want to say thank you to the commission, Commissioner Jensen. I know you've been working on this a long time, but on the resident, non-resident criteria aspects, I'm not going to say that it's perfect. I just read the formal thing today, but I know that it's been a long time coming to have a formal worked out proposal. I had some comments regarding the letter that was sent or that was distributed at the last meeting. I looked at the new proposal that's actually here, and I think a lot of those changes that I would suggest have been cleaned up. That was just kind of wording issues, and so I'd appreciate that. We thank you for that and look forward to having a more in-depth discussion about that the next meeting. But thank you for those, and we would appreciate your consideration on specifically Proposal 25 and your consideration on 23. Thank you.
Thanks, Justin.
Next up, Quentin Bierman.
You're going to wake him up now, Clinton.
Hi, my name is Quentin Bierman. I'm from Rapid City, South Dakota. Members of the commission, thanks for your time. I was going to speak on something that's also probably going to be brought up at the next meeting, but it's the special buck allocation. I realize it's been proposed by the Landowner and Outfitter Alliance. I've long been hunting in this state, all across the state, from northeast South Dakota to Harding County down to Fall River, and including the Black Hills. And I just wanted to comment as your consideration on the special buck. I think that's a bad direction for South Dakota. With the allocation headed the way it is, the Alliance knows exactly what they're doing, with the keyword being outfitter and heading towards a pay-to-slay concept. I think South Dakota's on a slippery slope to end up with multiple landowner tags with Nevada, Utah, Texas, other states of that nature, that it's going to separate the common blue-collar working folk from the guided outfitted hunt. So I just wanted to know my stance on that. Thanks for your time.
Thank you.
Next up is Jim from Britain. Jim, I'm not sure I can say it, Munt, maybe? There you
go. Good afternoon, members of the Game Commission, Secretary Hepler. I'm going to touch on a couple of things that we've talked about quite a bit over the last 18 months, and particularly over the last five meetings.
Jim, if you could just state your last name for the record, too. Your last name.
Jim Munt. I've attended Game Commission meetings regularly over the last 5 months and listened to a lot of pertinent topic matter. Some of it was well thought out. largely fact-based, some not so much, but that is the nature of comment on most subjects. There are a number of areas of concern involving varied wildlife species in South Dakota. The primary focus has involved big game, i.e. deer, the reworked deer, rifle deer lottery drawing system. I give credit to all those involved in the process. It was long and arduous from the sound of things. Having said that, there's nothing wrong with looking over any and all processes and systems for viability, efficiency, etc. But in the case of the rifle deer drawing system, the root cause of the complaints primarily with the drawing process was not addressed. Is it simply population of the species, i.e. habitat? It's a simple but yet complicated root cause. There's an awful lot of effort being hopefully put to this with respect to Second Century Initiative, other activities and such that we have. In order to hope we ever get in the right side of the quality, hopefully expanded habitat issue, money is obviously a critical mass requirement. And again, I hope the governor's Second Century Initiative, maybe a habitat stamp, other habitat source funding, will in fact yield big dividends down the road as we move forward. The other major issue is the resident, non-resident, which is ongoing. There, obviously, as species populations diminish, there gets to be more competition. I think that's been well established. Along with that, there's been quite a bit of commentary on overused, overpopulated, over-accessed public access land, be it privately leased, be it public owned through the game, fish parks, etc. I would just ask the Game Commission to proceed on that very, very measuredly and try to come up with as good a fact-based, because I've heard, like I said, over the last 5 months, some real fact-based information and a lot of anecdotal. And obviously, separating that is real critical. So take your time. Dollars and cents, I think, are in order when you get into some of the archery areas and such of that. It'll help habitat, the whole nine yards. And I guess I'm out of time. I appreciate your time, ladies and gentlemen, and I thank you.
Thanks, Jim. We appreciate it.
And next up, Tim Goodwin.
Representative Goodwin, thanks for joining us today.
Secretary Hepler, Gaming Commission, my name is Tim Goodwin. I come with two hats. I come as a representative. I'm a majority whip, and I sit on the State Affairs and Transportation Committee. And I also want to come as an individual because I want to talk about the lion season. I just wanted to put a shout out to Secretary Hepler. I'm really glad you decided to stay on. I think if you had a vote from the legislature, you'd get 105 votes. There's not many unanimous, so we're tickled to death that you stayed on for another, hopefully at least 4 years. And I would also compliment your staff that come and lobby on the floor. I mean, Tony and his crew, I mean, whatever they do, they're to the point. They tell what they need, and we try to support them as much as we can. And that's not, we see all the lobbyist groups, and I'd say yours ranks right at the very best, so just so you know that. I just want to talk about the lion season that just ended Sunday. We really failed on getting numbers. We only got 21, 13 males, 8 females. We had a Cougar Classic. It's the fifth one we've had annual a couple Saturdays ago at the Old Fireside up in Hasiga. And all the lion hunters from around the area were there, and we're all hashing around what's going on. You know, we just didn't have a good year. I mean, it was cold. We got too much snow then, and you try to track a line when you get a fresh snow on top of a foot of snow or 2 feet of snow. I mean, I'm not in good enough shape for that. The lion is, but I'm not. And my two boys that usually get a lion every year, too, they couldn't even do it. And so I just think we had a bad weather situation. One thing I might want to propose when we get closer and go over the next season for lions is that maybe we could extend it out. I mean, yesterday we had a really good snow. All the other snow had melted, you know, except for on the north sides of the mountains. I mean, at my house up by Sheridan Lake, I mean, it was tracking. So then I wasn't going to do it, but I couldn't help myself. So I went and I drove around. and I ran into four really good tracks. We measured the back pads so we could tell how big they are, and one was about 150-pound male. In fact, Jeff Edwards, my game warden, or I guess you're not supposed to call yourself game warden, is my conservation officer. One went across your front yard across 385. I see him back there last night. So, I mean, if we could maybe take the season, if we just took it this year, if we could have did that, you know, if turkey season starts on the 13th, if we could have just had 12 days in April, I think we could have killed, you know, 4 or 5, maybe 10 more cats. But maybe we could look at that. There's some talk about why don't we go all year long. But anyway, when we get to the commission meeting that we want to talk specifically about cats, I'll have, you know, there'll be a bunch of people that show up and give you the recommendation. But we did not have a good season as far as conservation goes and trying to get 60 cats. And so and I'll be around if somebody wants to talk individually about that. The last thing I just wanted to say is your webpage for computer idiots like me. I put in for a turkey license. I don't know my password from the year before. And so I just had to say my name and I think my last four, maybe my date of birth. And I put it in Tuesday and I got my license today. So, I mean, and the way that works and the way you guys made it user-friendly is just to be commended. So nothing but good things to say. And thanks, everybody, here for your service. I really appreciate it.
Thanks for your time.
That is all the official sheets that we've got for the open forum. Is there anyone else that has a comment? If not, I think we're wrapped up.
And with that, my Alexander Haig reign of terror is over, and I'm going to reintroduce the official chairman, Commissioner Jensen, and welcome him back to the table.
Well, thank you. Should we take a break? Is it time for a break?
I think so.
Come back in 10-15 minutes.